Crazy work. I mean, the singles are doing well so far. Of course, you know, the combination with me and the Goldie Guard, you know, is really going good. My single on the Rooftop Rhythm and also on the Bouncing on the Pocket, you know, them kind of Stop the Sunshine, a track dedicated to kids. And I mean, it's just crazy work and it just continues and it just gets better and, you know, more hard work.
And I noticed you mentioned a few of those singles. There was an award that you won, if it's not last year, 2 years ago, I think it was Best Upcoming Female. Which one of the awards was that? Was that the EME Award for Best...
Yeah, the EME for Best New Artist for the year, 08. Yeah, 08, 09.
And from that award, what recognition do you think it gave? Because I know most times people take more notice of artists that are, whether they're nominated or they win an award, people tend to get a bit more anxious to hear some of their works, whereas if they've never heard of the artist before. Have you seen where it has enhanced your career since then?
I wouldn't say the award has. I wouldn't credit that. But what the award has done for me, it has motivated me to continue working hard, because therefore somebody has, you know, noticed the work that I've been putting in and decided to, you know, commend me on that. But I can't really agree with what you're saying about, you know, people then saying whatever. But I mean, it just kind of just gives an artist a pat on the back, saying, you know, you've been working hard and, you know, motivates you to work harder.
And of all the singles that Stacious has recorded, because we notice you cover a wide range, whether it be sometimes you're singing, sometimes you're DJing, sometimes it's on normal topics in everyday life, sometimes it would be one of those, what you call, the little throw word songs as well. What songs is really Stacious' personality, and what songs are written from, like, other peers' personality? You know, sometimes we write from others' experiences instead of ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I would say definitely all of my songs represent me in some way. Even if it's from somebody else's experience, you know, I always make sure some of it has a twist to it, you know, saying what I would do. So in all of my songs, there are some sections that definitely apply to me directly. And I just try to make sure that, you know, people can relate to my songs across the board, you know, whether or not it's a personal experience for them as well, you know, or something that they have observed so they can agree with me, you know, on some aspects of it. So I'd say all of my songs definitely represent different aspects of me.
And with regards to a little background check, which high school did you attend in Jamaica?
St. Hughes High.
St. Hughes? That's,
yeah.
That's my school, sister school, you know, Kingston College and St. Hughes.
Oh,
Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah.
Fortis of life. Well, how long would you say you've been professionally doing music, though?
My first single came out in 2003. So it's been almost 7 years now.
Almost 7 years.
Wow.
And
yeah, I never realized it was that long.
What stage show or event would you say was the first stage show to really put Stacious out there for people to say, wow, Stacious is here, and now we need to take notice of that? You know, we know a lot of people have Sting, some people have Sumfest, some have Follow the Arrow. Which stage show was
I would say all of them add up. I'd say all of them definitely add up, because it's not just doing good on one show. It's always representing and performing well on every show. So I'd say they all add up. I wouldn't say it's Sting or it's Sumfest alone. But, you know, other small shows that I've done, because it's not always the same people that are seeing you. It's always different people that are seeing you for the first time. So, I mean, all of them do add up.
And speaking about your new single, as you said, on the collaboration with you and Movado, which is doing quite well over here. We also know that you've been given the title of Gully Squad's First Lady. How did that acquaintance come about?
Well, my brother and I have been friends for, you know, a couple of years now, and, you know, I've always been affiliated with the Alliance itself, because everybody knows that I'm definitely an avid Bounty Killer fan. And I guess, you know, my whole acquaintance came just, I mean, a couple of years ago, we just met and been hanging out, you know, going out, firing the whole squad itself, you know, Chase included, Flex, Stein, and I guess the chemistry is just right, and we're all naturally good friends, so, you know, it was only natural when he was coming up with his own system under the alliance set. It's just normal time to, you know, recruit the gangsters.
And who came up with the concept for that song?
Well, it was actually his idea. I mean, all along, he was saying, no, no matter what song we want, we're doing, we want to sing and get sexy, and, you know, he's the mastermind behind it. I have to give him credit for that.
All right, Stacia. So, for the people that want to find out where they can keep up with Stacia's, like the likes of your social networking, what are the mediums to find you on the likes of Facebook and MySpace and
Facebook
Twitter?
Facebook is definitely the best way. You can check my name on Facebook is Stacia's Gangster. You know, I try to answer all my mails as soon as possible. So check that out. And of course, you can always check my MySpace and listen to some songs, leave me some comments, you know. That's www.myspace.com/sexystacia. And just check it out.
And
of course, for booking information, let me not forget booking. For booking, you can call Dot Mac Entertainment and one of my managers at 876-384-2323 or 876-371-9944.
And recently we noticed that you had a couple of tours in the States. How did those tours go down?
They were good. We did Canada and then we went over to the States for a couple of one-nighters there. And then back to Canada for another one-nighter. It's been going good so far. The response has been great. And, you know, I just want to thank all the fans for all the support. And the phone calls have been coming in and the shows are coming in as well. So, you know, thanks a lot.
And is there anything in the pipeline for Europe anytime soon this year?
Well, I've gotten a few calls, but nothing yet cemented. But hopefully by the summertime, I'll be there.
We also noticed that you did a song in dedication for the athletes after the Beijing Olympics. Will there definitely be Stacia's in London 2012 to watch the Olympics live?
Will I be what?
Will you be in London for 2012? Because I recall hearing a song that you did.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. But that song was actually a remix that I did for one of my previous tracks. Right about then, just, you know, coming in the ladies and the work that they do. Because I think oftentimes the men are always the ones that are getting noticed and commended. So I have to do something for the women especially.
And of the producers that you have worked with, can you name a few of your favorites? Like, which producers you have clicked with instantly?
All of them are favorites because I think I have good tracks with a lot of them. So I'd say Computer Power was the first one who started me out. Then of course I worked with Don Carleone. Of course, most recently the genius Steven. Yeah? Jam 2, John. Of course, my label, Dot Mac Entertainment. Wow, I can't even remember everybody. I know I'm leaving out a lot of people. But, I mean, I have worked with some of the best, definitely.
That's lovely to hear. And Stacia's, just for some of the fans that want to hear about any of the new singles that you are promoting, any new music videos to be done, or the likes of, like, any promotion being done on any particular single at the moment?
Well, of course, we're still promoting Coming to My Room. We still have not gotten a chance to shoot the video because, you know, we've been back and forth so often. So hopefully we'll finish with the promotions on that, you know, video-wise. And of course, you know, my song, Just Do It on the Rooftop and Can't Stop Me From Shine on the Bandcamp Pocket.
With regards to we know most ladies in the business, very few go off into production. Do you ever see yourself in the future being a producer?
Yeah, I think so. I've already produced a couple of tracks, you know, co-produced some tracks with one of my managers. So I guess I've already started.
And what advice would you have for upcoming female artists in the business that want to get a break and have some form of longevity in the business?
Well, definitely you have to be prepared for the hard work. I mean, it's not easy sometimes, you know. Definitely have days where you feel like giving up, but you just have to believe in you and surround yourself with honest people that can give you honest opinions and always keep you grounded. And just, you know, stay determined and work hard.
And how important do you think it is for artists to now be more business-minded than just working on raw talent? Because a lot of artists, their demise has come because of obviously not having a lot of knowledge about the business, and obviously they had a sharp fall and unable to make a comeback.
I think most of them, you know, get blinded by the hype, the glitz and the glam. You know, as with any other business, they have to realize that the music business is a business. So they need to learn not just about performing and writing, but about the business side of the business, so that, you know, they can manage their career as well, you know, along with their managers, of course, because we do need a manager. So they don't just take time out to learn the business side of the business, research, read. Reading is always important, you know.
And the normal week for stations in Jamaica, from a Monday to Sunday, how would that normally go? Because I know a lot of people are doing the RETV, they're doing Digicel, they're doing Clara tours, the school tours. What is a normal week for you in Jamaica?
Well, I'm not on the school tours this season because of my schedule with Movado not being here like almost every weekend. So that was why I'm not on the school tour. But, you know, I just try to make sure I devote some time to myself. I'm not a party person, so you won't find me in the street every night. But, you know, I do go to the studio, make sure if I have to record, this is done. And spend a lot of time writing and, you know, being me, just chilling sometimes, you know. Doing interviews back and forth, up and down. But I never lose focus of who it is that I am. You know, of course, my family is important to me, my mom. And I just make sure that I schedule time for every aspect of my life.
Speaking of your family, how much support did you get when entering the music business from directly like your parents? Because it's not something widespread known to be accepted in family homes in the Caribbean on a whole.
I know. And seeing I grew up in a Christian home, I think it came as too much of a shock to them because primary and high school, I was always involved in the performing, be it acting or music. So I think, you know, me deciding to go into it serious, you know, they expected it and I've always had their support. They don't really understand the business itself, but, you know, they do support it. If they know I have an interview coming on, they make sure they watch it and they call everybody. And, you know, I do have their support and their love, so I'm comfortable with that. I'm happy.
All right, Stacius, it's very, very, very nice to have you aboard today. And if you have anybody that you want to big up in London or the UK and a whole, I'll give you that opportunity to do so now.
Definitely. Big up to all the listeners. Yeah, big up to all the fans. You know, thanks for the support throughout the years and even so more now. And just keep listening. Bring music will definitely continue to flow. And just love you guys.
Any snippet of any song that you're promoting right now, just for the fans?
Why some boy just pull a tough chat? I'm big speech and can't defend that. Verb over known talking makes the stop. What I think when your wife and got some road slap. Me no want you what you want to, so just do it. Proof say your madness are true, just do it. Loving it long overdue, just do it. Show me say you're wicked, baby, just do it. Yeah, just do it.
Just I just got a question from one of your fans. She's asking if you're gonna be at the Best of the Best concert.
I'm not sure at this point because we don't know what's going on with that show right now because of the situation here with, you know, certain artists, you know, getting their visas revoked and stuff. And I'm not personally booked on that show, so if I'd be performing on that show, it would be with Movado. So I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay then. With the issue of these visas being revoked, has it become a major problem where people have been neglecting the legal side of what they're allowed to do with these visas, or has it been a situation where you think that it's been the grip's been tightened a bit by America in terms of stamping down?
I really don't know what's happening, so I can't come in.
All right then, say no more, Stacious. Nice to have you, and have a good Easter holiday.
Thank you. We'll catch up
with you later. As soon as we hear of any albums or anything else that's been promoted, we definitely will be linking back with you on SFDC Radio. Bless up yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless.